Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa la kitaba ba'da kitabihi wa la syari'ata ba'da syari'atihi. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna hadhal Qur'ana yahdi lillati hiya aqwam wa yubashshirul mu'minina alladhina ya'maluna as-salihati anna lahum ajran kabira. Wa qala ta'ala wa innahu latanzilu rabbil alamin nazala bihir ruhul amin ala qalbika litakuna minal munzirin bilisanin arabiyyin mubin. Wa qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam القرآن حجة لك أو عليك. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لله تعالى أهلين من الناس. قالوا ومن هم يا رسول الله؟ قال هم أهل القرآن أهل الله وخاصته، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. Most respected honorable ulama-i kiram, hufaz of the Quran, brothers and elders, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said many anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam with miracles. And those miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed, endowed the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam with, served as a means of authentication or as a proof for the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam that they are sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a divine message. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he also had a miracle, the miracle of the Asa. Isa alayhi salatu wa salam had his miracle, wa uhyil mawta. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the permission of Allah, he would give cure to the sick, he would give life to the dead, all with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khatamun nabiyyin, afdalul bashar, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the miracles that he has come with are many. But because he is Sayyidul Mursaleen and the leader of the prophets, and he is a prophet till the day of Qiyamah, the final prophet for no prophet to come after. So his miracle had to be something that would be beyond his life, not limited to the time and the period of his life. And that miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that transcends all time. There is no past, present or future to the miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that was the miracle of the Qur'an-i Kareem that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed each one of us to recite. This is the miracle of Allah, of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Qur'an-i Kareem that each one of us has been blessed with. The mere recitation of the Qur'an serves as reward, thawab, for each one of us. But the understanding and the message of the Qur'an-i Kareem serves as guidance and hidayat for every one of us. And Qur'an was revealed, hudan lil muttaqin, as a source of hidayat and guidance. The barakah, the blessings, that's the byproduct. But the objective of the revelation of the Qur'an-i Kareem was for hidayat. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ. This Qur'an will guide the person who is lost. This Qur'an is a means of solace and comfort for the broken heart. It's a direction for that person who is wayward. Qur'an-i Kareem is shifa even for that person who is sick in any difficulty. Muhammad Sha'rawani, rahimahullah, he mentions, Ajibtu min arba'in, yaghfulun an arba'in. I'm really amazed, I cannot understand, four people who are oblivious, negligent of four things, of such value, they have it with them, but they don't even know about it. So he says, Ajibtu لِمَنِ بْتُلِيَ بِغَمِّنْ. I am amazed with that man who's in any grief, he's in stress, he's in depression. وَيَغْفُلُ عَنْ قَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. He says, how is it possible that you are in depression, but you have forgotten the secret kalima? Ayat-e Karima, as we know it as, that Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu was salam had recited. He was in difficulty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. We had responded to this call, and we had given him salvation and cure from the depression, that worry and anxiety he found himself in. Person is in any depression, you recite this and you understand the meaning of it. With full comprehension of the meaning. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. There is no ilah, deity worthy of worship besides you. All praise, purity for you. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I have been the one that have oppressed myself. I am wrong in this situation. Allah will give shifa inshallah. That's the first. He says number two, عَجِبْتُ لِمَنِ بْتُلِيَ بِضُرٍ. I'm amazed with a man with any sickness. He's going through some physical ailment. فَيَغْفُلُ عَنْ قَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى رَبِّ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرِّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. The Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, some mufassirin say that he was tested with his sickness and marad for approximately 18 long years continuous. But he called unto Allah and he says, Anta arhamur rahimin. Arhamur rahimin. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful of anyone that can show mercy. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ضُرْ. We responded to his call and we removed that sickness of his. Person is going through any ailment, if he reads this with yaqeen, Allah will give him shifa. And he says the fourth person, عَجِبْتُ لِمَنِ بُطُلِيَ بِخَوْفِ. Person who's gripped with some fear. فَيَغْفُلُ عَنْ قَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. He's forgotten the ayat of the Quran, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. That Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best of guardians and protectors. And the fourth person, he says, عَجِبْتُ لِمَنِ بُطُلِيَ بِمَكْرِ الْإِنسَانِ. I am amazed with that person who finds himself in a web surrounded with fears of enemies. فَيَغْفُلُ عَنْ قَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. That I hand all my matters to you, O my Allah. Protection comes from you. Whatever they are doing, it is in your better plan. You know what is happening. وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Allah is closely watching every step and movement in your direction. He's watching everything. So we've got the remedy. But the secret ingredient that is required is yaqeen. Total yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One alim who used to wear spectacles, so he was directed, someone had mentioned to him, some of the seniors, to read a certain ayat of the Quran that appears in Surah Qaf. So he recited that ayah, فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. And he recited this a lot. And the second thing he said, I made dua to Allah whenever I recited Quran. O my Allah, the quwwa, the strength that you have put in your kalam, put that strength into my eyes. My eyes are in the minus, in the negative. You put the strength of your kalam in my eyes. He says, within 1.5 years, no spectacles, alhamdulillah. I don't need it. I made dua to Allah with yaqeen. I practice because what we have with us, this Qur'an-i Kareem, is a living miracle. That's beyond all time. Because Quran is the kalam of Allah, that which is sifatullah, that which is the attribute of Allah, and that which is for eternity, forever. Quran, as we will read and recite in this dunya, Quran inshaAllah we will also listen from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be reciting to the people of Jannah Suratul Rahman. So if we bring that love of the Quran, that we love to listen to the Quran, inshaAllah on the day of Qiyamah, in Akhirat, in Jannah, we will listen to Suratul Rahman from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is remedy for every person. That person who's even in sickness, this ayat of the Quran for shifa. But the source of hidayat and guidance, that's what the Quran Kareem was revealed. Revealed as a guidance for and hidayat for man. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Akhtham bin Sayfi, he was the leader of his people. So he heard about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam claiming prophethood, and he wanted to embark on this journey to come to Medina Munawwara and become a Muslim. So the people of the locality got around him and says, no, you cannot do that. You are the leader of the community. We will do and fulfill your task for you. We will go and do the research. Whatever is your questions, your concern, give it to us. We'll do the necessary investigation. So he says, no long story. There's two questions I want you to ask him. From there we'll be able to gauge the truth of the claim. Number one is man anta. Number two is ma anta. Loosely translated, number one, who are you? What are you? Who are you? Meaning, what do you stand for? What are you? What do you stand for? So the messenger comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, our leader has sent us with only two questions. Number one, man anta? Who are you? He is the seal of prophets. He is the leader of the Sahaba and he is the final prophet. Yet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his answer is, who am I? Muhammad ibn Abdullah. I am Muhammad, the son of Abdullah. That's who I am. No big titles to my name. Number two, what do you stand for? Who are you? What are you? Wama anta? So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, ana Abdullahi wa Rasuluhu. My first title of honor is that I am the humble servant of Allah. That's who I am. Humble servant of Allah. Number two, we can crown it to say that I am also the messenger and the Rasul of Allah. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam recites one ayat of the Quran. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. One ayat. So the messenger comes back. Akhtham bin Sayf, he says, what's the feedback? So he says, you asked him, who is he? He says, Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Simple answer. You asked him, what does he stand for? He says, an Abdullahi wa Rasulu. He says, he's a humble servant. Yet he's got a very divine message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, okay. And then he recited one ayah for me. So this person had memorized that ayah. And he recited it in front of Akhtham bin Sayfi, the leader. When he hears this one ayat he hears, he's ready to accept the shahada and become a Muslim. Akhtham bin Sayfi becomes radiallahu anhu from the band and the group of sahaba radiallahu anhu. One ayat. One alim explained in this incident. He says, today we ask the ummah and we ask ourselves, O Ummah, what is the meaning of Inna Allah ya'muru bil adl? What do you know about this ayah? He says, all we can say is when you hear this ayah, quickly wake up, nudge the person next to you, the khutbah is going to finish. That's the last ayat before the khutbah, namaz is going to start, just wake him up. So Quran was sent as a means of hidayat and guidance. A person who was born in America, we had some students in America in our class, so he was explaining to us and detailing one incident of an American-born person who embraced the deen of Islam. He said, amazing was his incident. How does he become a Muslim? He says, after 9-11, post-9-11, he said, this man himself narrates his incident. He said, I had to study who's my enemy. These people who bombed us, brought our buildings down, that has caused such havoc in our country, I need to know who they are, what are they? What doctrines do they have within themselves? What's their principles in life? What are they underpinned by? So he says, I carried on studying and I found the Quran, the holy book. When I found the holy book, then I found myself wanting to become like them. And I says, hold on, I need to distance myself a little. What if I also become a terrorist? He's worried, what if I also become like them? But he says, I came across the verse, the translation, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I have not created mankind and jinnkind save for my ibadah and worship. So see, but the book is saying something. Wait, hold on. So that means they have been created with a purpose. We all got purpose and we are driven by a purpose in life. What is the real purpose? The ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He says, listen, this seems to be a divine voice. This cannot be the words of a human being. And he continues reading. He's intrigued. He wants to become a Muslim. But he says, listen, I've got baggage. I've committed zina back in the days. I'm an alcoholic. You talk about the vice, I'm involved in it. But then when I came across the verse, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, oh my servants that have wronged themselves. So he says, yes, I've done wrong to myself. I've squandered my own wealth. You're right. But then, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, don't ever become despondent of the mercies of Allah. I mean, my God has also got mercies. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. You don't need the agency of the Vatican. You don't need the priest and the pastor. Come direct to me and I'll forgive all your sins. You don't have to make up sins to confess and ask for forgiveness. I'll forgive you in the secrecy of the night. He says, this is interesting. But hold on, I need to study a little bit more. He continues reading. He says, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, this establishing of salah, and there's five. وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ, I have to discharge my zakah. Well, I'm ready for that. That's not a problem. And he continues reading. And then he comes across this ayah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا دُخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةِ, that enter holistically, totally into the deen of submission. And I said, this is a deen that is got submission in it. It's a commitment. It's not just an expression. It's a commitment to a divine being. And I said, I'm ready for it. But hold on, maybe Jesus died for my sins. Maybe He died for my sins. I can just remain a Christian. And he says, I know, I'm not speaking to any Muslim as yet. I'm just self-studying the Quran. And on my second round, he says, not the first round, he read the entire Quran, the meaning he understood from cover to cover. He says, my second door, when I came on the second reading now, and then I came across the ayah in Surah Baqarah. مِن قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خُلَّةٌ وَلَا شَفَاعَةٌ, that spend in the deen of Allah, before the day dawns upon you, when no friendship or intercession will ever be of an avail. I say, what is this book saying? No one's going to help me? No one at all? Well, you stand on your own two feet in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And I say, that's it. I have to follow and listen to this divine being and voice. And he wanted to become a Muslim. He comes to the masjid. He embraces the deen of Islam. Till today, a staunch Muslim, alhamdulillah. But the hidayat came how? Hidayat came via the Qur'an Kareem. One of our very good friends, Musallis of this masjid, recently mentioned to me one incident. He says in one of the Western countries, there was a professor. So this professor, wherever he would go, he needed access to a library. If there's no library, he's not coming. If there's no access to literature where he can feast himself into, he's not going to come. So they made some arrangements wherever he was going, in his hotel room or wherever, that literature will be available. So he comes to a certain area. goes to the shelf, looks at the books, glances, nothing of any interest. But he was a man that couldn't sleep without reading. He was a bookworm. And that is who we're supposed to be. Because the first revelation of the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Iqara, O Ummat, recite. O Ummat, recite. We have to read. An Ummat of reading. So he says, I can't sleep without reading. So I went to the bookshelf, nothing of interest. Let me just, I'm tired, let me try and sleep. But he says, the sleep is not coming. So I had to pick up something, read, before I sleep. Goes back, says, holy book, the Quran. So he says, what's that? Check it out. It's a translation. And he starts reading the first page. He says, Alif, Lam, Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. That's a book in which there's no errors and omissions. What? No errors and omissions? No literature have I found in the beginning that no errors. Man always will write, if you come across any errors or omissions, contact so and so. So who is the author of this book? Opens to the beginning, no author. Looks at the back, there's no author. He carries on reading. And who does he find? He finds Allah in the Quran-e-Kareem. This professor becomes a Muslim on the translation of the Quran-e-Kareem. That same Quran has been given to each one of us. It has been given to us as a love message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is apt. It's real. The Quran is a living miracle and a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us direction to Him. That's the Quran. How do you reach Allah? Every verse of the Quran in Arabic is called ayah. Ayah is translated as a sign. You want to head to your destination, you follow the sign boards. We want to get to Jannatul Firdaus and to Allah. We have to follow every verse, we will get to Allah. And Quran is the solution for all of the problems. There's a problem with your child, bring him to Quran. There's a problem with in the home, let everyone wa'tasimu bihablillah. That person who by mistake falls into a pit and he cannot climb up, or he's gone deep down into a well and he wants to come up, but he can't come up because it's too high and there's no grip on the walls, on the side walls to get up. If someone comes and drops the rope and he says, hold on tight, I'll bring you up. Can you tell him, I'm too old? Will you tell him, I don't know? You'll hold on to that rope for dear life and you'll tell him, pull so you can get out of wherever you are. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, O Ummati Muslimah, I've thrown the rope. The Quran is with you. Hold all together onto it. On the day of Qiyamah, I will drive each one of you into Jannatul Firdaus. Whoever is holding on to this Quran, I'll pull you out of the dunya, pull you out of your depression, wherever you are, and I'll take you out into salvation. Read the Quran and you will see Quran is actually depicting our life. The Quran is like talking to you. Person who feels, listen, I got enough wealth and this wealth will help me, and you know, you read the Quran, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِّمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Those people who were granted plenty of wealth, like Qarun, then the people around him, when they saw his destruction and his adab, they say, وَيْلَكُمْ, this money is of no avail. ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِّمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. That person who recites Quran, recently, one mother, she said, Mawlana, urgent, desperate help. What's the desperation in it? I've just seen the recent chat of my son, who's at the moment in a HIVS class doing HIVS. I've seen his message, he's telling his friend, we will try it after Ramadan. So I said, what's this it? Where does it go back? I scroll drops and I cannot get this it. Eventually I found that it was one picture. What was that picture? It was a six pack. And two Muslim boys are talking. One is a hafiz. He say, we'll try it after Ramadan. Maybe it'll take me out of my depression. Maybe. Mother says, I didn't even know he's in depression. Father doesn't even know a woof of what's happening in the house. Here the son is communicating, wanting to come out of his problem. We've got the solution, but we've hid the solution. We've locked up the solution. We'll take up the solution if someone passes away for barakat. We get to a new house or a new premises, we say, call the hufaz for barakat. Quran is barakah definitely, but it's a source of hidayat and guidance for whichever problem we find ourselves in. Read the Quran and you will see Quran is talking to you exactly. As if Allah is saying, oh insan, this is how you are. This is a solution for it. I know you have this inherent quality. That's the solution and the remedy for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq, the ability to take Quran seriously. Recite the Quran abundantly. The month of Ramadan, this month of Ramadan is like a run-up. When Alim explains, he says, if anyone wants to know how much Quran he will read after Ramadan, ask him how much he read in Ramadan. Ramadan is the run-up. He says, on Eid day, you will bowl on Eid day. And the follow-up is after Ramadan. The longer run-up, the longer will you be running after that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. We read excessively Quran, inshaAllah. In this time, in this month, it's a month of Quran. It's a month of Quran. Recite a lot of Quran. And it's a time that we understand the message of the Quran. Person will go all the way to Germany, to China, wherever in the world, and he'll bring his machinery for his factory. But when he goes, he doesn't just bring a machine. He will pay for that engineer, or that person who knows the operation of that machine. He'll pay for his accommodation in Durban. He himself won't even stay in the Hilton Hotel in Durban, but he'll put him up in Hilton. He himself doesn't eat on a daily basis at an exotic restaurant, but he'll take this engineer to all of these restaurants. Why? He's going to teach me the operation of this machine that's going to give me rokra. I'm going to get my money from this. That's what's going to happen. So, I have to do what I can for him. Whatever he takes, Allah has given us Quran. If we can't get a person to teach us the meaning of the Quran and we go back with that same manual, we didn't know how to operate this body which is even more sophisticated like a machine, how are we going to reach Jannat? How are we going to reach Jannat? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love for the Quran, make us from Ahlul Quran, and then we understand the message of the Quran. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.